From a time before 1999, welcome to The Hagline, a K-pop podcast. We're a group of busy adult friends who need to have a weekly mandated hangout time in order to digest this last week in K-pop. My name is Aim. My pronouns are they, them. What have I been listening to this week? That's a great question. I think I'm still kind of listening to Hwasa's Mini. I am enjoying that a lot. And whatever I said about our part two on our last episode, I maybe have to retract because it's been stuck in my head a lot. It's grown on me, guys. I've been listening to it.
They got you!
They got me. It's just really catchy. I think it should have more lyrics, though. I stand by that.
It is very fun.
Yeah, it's really cute.
Hi, I'm Rina, and I use she, they pronouns, and I have been listening to 17's concert playlist along with the boys' ninth mini album. Ninth and potentially final mini album, question mark? With IST. They're definitely going to keep making music some way or another.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Jack. I use he, they pronouns. This week, well, the last like 2 weeks, I guess, was studying 17's concert set list. And besides that, I've just been hard slamming Whiplash into my veins on repeat.
Yeah. How's the whole album?
It's okay. It's not my favorite full album of theirs. It's fun. It's vibey.
Very cool. Quick discretion before we hop into everything. Everything on the show is just our opinion. As you just saw, opinions can change. More details can come out. And we're just three silly little friends saying things at the end of the day.
Teehee.
Other than that, on this podcast, we break down through some recent K-pop news, listen to some comebacks together, and then end it off with some hot takes. And just giving ourselves space to rant, honestly. Let's hop into it. What have we missed in the last 2 weeks? Sorry about missing a recording. We were all not present.
I mean, I feel like I've missed everything in the last 2 weeks because I was fully disconnected whilst I was traveling. So this is also just you guys straight catching me up, actually.
We didn't record last week because I was in New York for the 17 concert. Yippee!
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like a lot happened the last 2 weeks, but also, like, nothing happened at the same time. Like, nothing
happened. It's just, like, constant, like, information coming at us, and we're just like, but it's for the same thing right now.
Just, like, every day, a new page is uncovered.
Right. But more, like, solidified is 17 kicked off their U.S. leg of their tour in Chicago last Tuesday. Literally just, like, 2 weeks in the U.S., and they're like, okay, bye! It was exciting to see what songs made it to the US cut, what didn't, what they got added, and just seeing everything on social media. They seem to be having a really good time on stage and interacting with the whole audience. I love it for them.
Yeah. They went to the dog parade. Well, it was a Halloween dog parade. So
it's an even better dog parade.
Yeah, that's an important sequitur.
Oh my god. Speaking of that dog parade in, was it? It's like Soho, yeah. I waited 3.5 hours for that carrot zone thing. And even in the line, I was just like, it's not worth it. But I just have like nothing better to do right now. So I'm just going to wait it out. Made some friends with the people behind me. They were super sweet and stuff. And we just had good conversation for the 3.5 hours. And it just sucked because like we were counted out as the final group to go in. But instead of letting the final group go in at 8, they're just like, oh, actually at 8 o'clock, we're stopping all operations. Because they eventually got to this cadence of we're letting 50 fans in every half an hour. I don't know when they finally decided to do that. It felt like they never got to that point. I personally thought it was just like as soon as one person goes in, another person, or one goes out, one goes in, you know, kind of thing. But nope, it was just, you get 30 minutes in there. The activations looked super lame.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you ever really see that many photos from what went on inside?
Yeah, they posted a video of the boys exploring.
Oh, right, yeah.
So,
oh my god, the boys were there too? Sorry.
Oh my god. So it was Sungkwan, DK, Joshua, and...
It was the same group as the dog parade group, wasn't it?
Yes. They were already like, oh, then Hoshi. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. The four of them went in. But it's basically one activation was picking up a bouquet of flowers, then another one you pick up a keychain, then photo station, of course, and then I think that's it. Oh, no, you also get food. There's like, you get two pieces of kimbap and a dessert. And that's it.
Whoa.
And apparently it takes 30 minutes to move through all of that. And
oh, that's so disappointing.
Yeah. And I knew it wasn't worth it, but I'm just like, I just truly had like nothing else going on right now. So
it's just crazy because they made it be kind of like a ticketed RSVP event, but then they were still letting people walk in. So it was like, why did you even make it reserves and then not like cap it at a certain point for it to be manageable throughout the day?
Right.
Yeah.
And the people behind me went to the Korea one and they said it was also a 3.5 hour wait.
Wow.
But they got virtual queued so they could leave and then come back when it was their time slot. Crazy concept, right?
Wow.
Of course, everything's just better in Korea. And then they saw the video while we were in line and they're just like, oh, it's all the same sets from Korea as well, except for they didn't bring like maybe two pieces or something like that. Yeah. And I'm just like, yeah, we always just get the scraps.
Goodness.
But other than that, the concert was super fun. I loved having the Carrot Zone in the US finally. Our memberships are worth something.
Was fun.
Oh, it's taken long enough.
Yeah, it was so funny when we flipped our cards over and the venue staff were just like, oh my god, is it good? Is it a good yeah. one? And I was just like, yeah, ultra rare. And then we can do it all over again in LA.
Yay!
I'm so excited.
That's gonna be so fun.
So yeah, we'll all be going to LA next weekend to catch the finale.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I forgot it's the finale.
I hope you have a lot of fun at it. I hope you're finally ready to audio nice.
Oh my god. Times. Yes, I am. It's so overdue.
My ankle has hurt all week. And I'm pretty sure it's from the encore. It was like an hour long encore.
It was. It's because like they also mix it in with some other it's like Carrot Holiday, fan battles or something they call it, and yeah, they have like 3-4 songs that they rotate through. So.
It wasn't just like a solid hour of Aju Nicing, but still.
I would love that though.
Yeah, it would be fun.
Oh my god, yeah! Like all the people on my row on night one, we were in row one. None of them had hearing protection in, and it was so loud, and the bass was so high, my hair was vibrating. And I'm just like, y'all. And they're just like, we love feeling the music. I'm like, I can feel it too.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Just with a little blockage from my little ear.
What song was it where you could like feel it in your chest? I was like, oh shit.
Tour. So many tours are happening right now. Yeah. But the one everyone's been anticipating is...
Taemin finally announced his And More tour stops for his Ephemeral Gaze tour.
Oh my god.
Did you see that one tweet that was just like, for non-K-pop people, this is like when Jesus came to
the earth. And it's, okay, so like, this came out, whatever, time o'clock, November 1st in South Korea. But in America, on the East Coast, this came out at like midnight 15, like midnight. Oh my god. I was out for Halloween. We were at fucking one of the pochos in K-Town. And all of a sudden I got this alert on my phone. And I had to run around the bar a little bit.
Oh my god. Fully believe it.
Almost fell out of my seat. Yeah. Kind of in shock.
Are you okay? Are you ready?
I'm not ready. I think like the dread has settled in. Like I'm not even really excited. I'm just like, oh god, oh god, oh god, oh god.
Yeah, it's a real shame that it doesn't have venues with the announcement because I think that would just relieve a ton of stress.
Yeah, like it's hard to be excited when I'm just like so nervous about getting tickets. So
mm-hmm. I get that.
Once I've got tickets, then I can just let myself be excited. But when it's like, I don't know where it is. We don't know how much it's going to cost. I don't have any tickets yet. I'm just like...
Is there going to be a VIP thing? What if you have to fight for send-off? I'm so glad 17 didn't do send-off. I'm so happy. Oh my god. What if Taemin does send-off?
I don't think he even does send-off. I have to go and compare, because technically he's on this tour already in Asia right now. So I have to go look more and see what he's up to. Yeah, I don't think he does send-off. I don't even think he does like a sound check or anything. So it will be interesting to see. And then also, this is his first tour with BPM, and BPM doing like a larger tour, I want to say. So like, I can't really compare it to BBZ's tour. There's just like a lot of unknown.
Right.
And then people are like, oh no, well, we need to have membership because he already has his own membership for BPM. And that was only open for like 2 weeks. So everybody's just a little...
Yeah, that's gonna be rough. Hopefully it's not too long before some of that information at least gets announced. Like, I don't mind waiting to buy tickets if we know when they're going on sale.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's my thing, is like, it could drop any day now. They could be like, oh, by the way, tickets are on sale on Tuesday. And I'm like, fuck! Shit! Like, don't!
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm just, it's like, it's finally happening. This is his first solo tour that will come to North America, so.
That's crazy.
Yeah. He's been on so many solo tours, so many.
Mm-hmm.
And they've all only been in Asia, so.
Yeah, like, I've been just, like, having this, like, huge worry with, like, all these SM artists going solo. I'm just like, they're just going to be in Asia concert jail, and we'll just never see them. And I have to just live with that fact. But thank you, BPM, for staying true to the and more.
Just talking about it makes my, like, heart clench. I'm just so nervous. And like, I saw someone tweeting earlier, they're like, I don't want to gatekeep, but also like, I will die if a newer Taemin fan gets tickets and I don't get tickets, or someone that's like, just like, oh yeah, I've heard of Taemin. That'd be fun to go to his concert. Like,
I need them. I just need those fans to only sit in the back.
Like, hate to be that person, but like, I need you to name 5 B-sides and a criminal act that he's committed. Like,
and if you say the ant, fun fact, you get automatically disqualified.
Is eating an ant a criminal act?
No, it just, okay. It's just, I feel like his more well-known one. You know?
Most well-known fun fact is that he eats ants.
As a child, was supposed to be the asterisk with that, not like currently.
As a grown adult, he just snacks on ants. Now we're just starting rumors.
We don't know. That's a lot of people around the world eat insects for sustenance. So
yeah, no, for sure. But this one was definitely like the idea of it. Yeah, he was just crouched over on the sidewalk and picking them up and eating them.
So nervous. Taemin, please. Taemin, please. Anyway,
it's such an extensive list. If you're in Macau, Mexico City, Sao Paulo, Santiago, New York, Chicago, Houston, Oakland, Los Angeles, Helsinki, Frankfurt, London, Tilburg? I don't know where Tilburg is, actually. And another Germany?
The Netherlands.
Oh, yeah. Or Paris. You guys, shoot your shots. Or travel. No, probably travel.
Ugh, the Europeans being like, I'm going to all 5 European stops, and I'm like, imagine being able to just like go around Germany so fucking easily. Like, I'm not saying that it's cheap, but it's such short distances. Meanwhile, if I go to fucking LA, it's like a 7 fucking hour flight.
Yeah,
ridiculous, bro. Because to go from, you can't even take a train from, okay, it's New York and then Chicago, right? You can't even take a train from New York to Chicago. It's a 24 hour long train. You have to fly. There's no other way to get there.
Insane.
And then from Chicago, the next stop is Houston. You cannot get from Chicago to Houston without flying. Either that or you're driving for 3 days in the car. And then you're in fucking Texas. You're in buttfuck Texas now. Stuck there in Texas. And then you got to go to California from Texas.
And then you're also gay, so you can't drive.
Exactly. Exactly. This tour is homophobic. Not even Atlanta. Like, I can't even... At least Atlanta would be easy to get to from here.
Atlanta's been left off on a lot of these tours recently.
I don't know.
And I do feel bad for them. Because it is like a high like Korean population in Atlanta, and I'm just like, why didn't we suddenly decided we're not going to Atlanta anymore?
And it makes sense. Like, if you have Oakland in the north and then LA kind of more southern, then you have New York in the north and then you have Atlanta more southern.
Yeah.
I see. Anyway, gotta try and pay off my credit card now before the end of the year so that I can
go crazy, go stupid. Good luck with that. I don't know what else to say how to end that part of the segment. Okay. More tours. So many fucking tours. I'm gonna wrap all these together because I don't have much to say. Day 6 on tour, LA, New York. Tickets went on sale today. They are all gone. Don't even try anymore. Today is November 1st. We are recording on November 1st, and all the tickets are gone.
No, it's fake. I was watching it. They're gonna come back. Just wait.
What do you mean?
Like, I was watching ticket sales for this concert until like 3:30, and all of a sudden the whole board was just like clear.
Mm-hmm.
Don't buy official platinum. Wait, they will release standard prices. I promise, guys.
Yeah, we
did it for XG.
They're manufacturing demand. It's fake.
I think both cities will get a second tour day.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. Then Wonho is doing a fan meet in between his Jingle Ball stops, so good for him. ? I'm going because he's one of my OG favorites. Last tour thing. Oh wait, no. This is not the Twice thing that I thought it was going to be. Twice is playing with Coldplay in Korea?
So funny. They're opening for the Coldplay concert.
Yeah. Because.
So funny.
I don't. They could just have their own tour. I don't understand.
So funny. I think they were just like, Coldplay was like, oh, we're performing. Who should open for us? Oh, it should be a Korean act. And then they're like, who's available? I think it's really fun. It is really funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's cute. Chris Mountain's such a K-pop-y.
Is he? Oh, well, yeah, he did.
He's like best friends with Jin from BTS, yeah. He's like has carried around like a Jin specific plushie for like an entire tour, and it's been like just on stage. Maybe I'm exaggerating, but like last I was paying attention, it was there a lot.
Do you think Chris Martin was really sad when BTS was not available for their tour?
I'm sure he probably considered it. Like, he tried to be like, oh, do you want to come?
They're like, dude, no. Not right now. Speaking of Twice.
They have a comeback coming soon. I know nobody else cares. It's just me and Twice. Anyway, Megan Thee Stallion is featuring on their single.
That's actually crazy.
It's gonna be so good. Finally, baddies collaborating with baddies the way that the gods intended. No more men. We don't need men over here. I do need to see Momo and Megan in the same frame. I do need to see Jiho and Megan in the same frame.
Yeah, I need to see Megan on Ikigayo.
Oh my god, yeah.
Oh my god, I hope she goes over to Korea for it. That'd be so
fun. She's
not on tour, right? She can do this, right?
I think so. I don't think she's on tour right now. Yeah, and then Xiaojin opened his own TikTok. Why? I have no idea. Just for fun? Maybe. What does this mean, though?
That's really funny. Why? Yeah, why? When?
I don't know. He announced it, too. He was, and he opened something else for himself, too. Not just a TikTok. Maybe his own, like, Weibo? I don't know.
Oh.
What was it like when Taeyong opened his own TikTok? It was during COVID, right?
Yeah, and we were not surprised because he already had, like, his own SoundCloud, and he might have had his own YouTube channel for a little while. So we were kind of just like, okay, yeah, like, he's posting stuff. It was not a big shock. But I don't know, maybe he just wants to do more, and he likes making content, and he likes doing little challenges and whatever. So do your thing, Xiaojin. Have fun.
I can definitely see, like, staff being like, there's too much Xiaojin on our page. We need to slow him down.
Yeah, on the baby TikTok. They were like, listen, get it all out, but put it over here. But it just kind of made me like, whoa, hold on. Like, Xiaojin solo stuff coming? Like, what's going on? What's happening?
Do you think they're in a 7-year contract as well?
Yes.
Because they are technically with a under the China subsidiary.
Does that even still exist?
No. Do you remember seeing the abandoned photos? Yeah, but exactly. I think like the business license still, still exists and stuff.
I don't know. I was wondering about their contract earlier while I was like drafting this. I was like, I don't even know what to say. Like my initial thought was like, oh, Shaoxing Solo. But then I was like, uh-oh, what if this is like
breakaway time?
But yeah, exactly. I was like, oh. Yeah. But I don't know. I guess we'll just see. Maybe he does just want to have fun. Like maybe he does just want to post his own stuff. Mm-hmm. And they were like, sure, whatever. But his profile picture is him and he photoshopped like Bella into his icon, which I think is very funny.
Twerking hard out there.
A very industrious young man.
And last bit of news. Jaehyun is enlisting this upcoming Monday, November 4th.
That's crazy. That's so soon.
It just sucks. Like,
it happened so fast.
It happened so fast. Who's going to be there in January? What are they going to do there?
What's in January?
Their
7 concert.
In Korea.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be a funny one.
It's going to be just Johnny and Yuta playing patty cake.
Damn.
Imagine if they do, like, take the Dream Boys away from that.
Well,
at
I was
concert.
Just looking up how long this Dream Europe tour is going. I mean, it's not going to go until February, January, but
no, they announced the finale tour as well, or stop as well.
Oh, the last stop is November 12th. Okay, that's soon. I mean, hopefully the Dream Boys will be there. Hopefully Doyoung will still be there if he doesn't have another like freak out about getting old. Jungkook will be there. Jungkook will be there 100% for sure, for sure.
Blindside
unless
us.
More of them just decide.
That's why I said Doyoung will be there unless he has a meltdown. Yeah, Mark is going to be working overtime.
Yeah.
I do really want to see Jaehyun shaved though, because I feel like he's going to look really good.
I agree.
I want to see it so bad. I feel like he's going to look really handsome, and it's going to be upsetting. He just got the face.
All right. If you've been keeping up with the hype stuff that's going on in that world, we can't read any of the Korean, so I wish I just had a more direct translation of what those reports are saying, but since we don't, and there's just, it would turn into an episode all on its own, we're just gonna not look into it.
What's your favorite thing that you find funny that's, like, come out of it so far? You know what I mean? Like, of everything that you've read, what's the one thing that you, like, just cannot stop thinking about?
The Hybe stuff, who wanted to read fic on company time. so they were like, it's research.
Yeah, I think all the fic stuff definitely is the funniest. And then the word physique has made it into my rotation of how to describe
someone's
body. It's so funny. It's just too funny.
I think just, like, the funniest part to me is that they keep bringing up, like, these different things, like an idol in another company being to this, or an idol in another company looking to that, or, like, a certain fandom, like, moving a certain way, and then them immediately turning around to, like, try and replicate it themselves in their own groups. But, like, whenever they bring it up about other idols, it's always kind of, like, negative and, like, with negative connotation. And then they just turn right around and do it in their own group. And I'm like, what is the truth, Hybe?
What is the one love song for TXT?
Was originally based on some fic. If somebody has an English translation of the fic they were talking about, let us know. I'm curious.
I want to know if Melanie Joy Fortana read that fic while she...
Yeah, was it an English fic? Please. That'll be so funny if she's the one reading fic and writing these songs. That would just be the most icing on the cake to her entire...
You gotta get inspiration somehow.
Which also might be very fun conspiracy theory time. Been kind of, like, shady about posting being, like, pushed out in, like, company politics about, like, who she's been working with within Hybe and stuff, and she's like, she's obviously, like, grateful and honored to be, like, working with anyone in the company, but she's just like, I haven't worked with TXT in a really long time, even though I was with them since debut and stuff. And they're like, they're using like other producers for like their new sounds and stuff. But I'm just like, well, maybe they found out all her songs were gay and that's why they were pushing her out.
Yeah, just what a mess.
They're so funny. I just like, it's truly, yes, other companies have these kind of reports, but like, I feel like they're never like this explicit because like you can let the executives make their own assumptions on what the actual like non-biased trends are happening, yeah. You know, but they're just like, we're gonna spell it out for you, don't worry.
Yeah, but yeah, that's like really just the craziest thing is that, you know, all these companies are discussing each other because it's just like analyzing the market, blah blah blah, but it's just the way that Hype has been exposed to be doing it. It's like just a bunch, you know, it's just a bunch of like middle-aged ugly ass dudes sitting in a room being so like cruel about people in their teens and young 20s,
yeah.
For like no fucking reason. You're like, huh, you kind of suck. Like, they could just be out here like, oh, I don't think this team is as talented because this reason or whatever, but instead they're being like, I think that young adult is ugly and too skinny.
Yeah.
Or not physique.
Exactly.
He's so short. He looks funny. Like, yeah, shut exactly. up.
Like, just say you think your idols are more handsome or something.
And but then it's like, crazy because, yeah, who are the people writing this? You're like, Yeonjun is so handsome. He's the most handsome boy in all the land. Like, so you're probably like a 50-year-old dude. Like, what are you doing?
That's the part that just kills me the most.
Thank you for making that public on the government of Korea for having
me. Yeah, crazy stuff that we now have access to. Thank you so much.
Thank you for keeping such good minutes of these meetings, I've intern.
Right? Like, as someone who like took meeting minutes before, it's just like sometimes you just like don't write things down. You're just like, we don't need that on record. But this one was just like, we're putting it all down.
Hype intern out here typing like, they don't think this is gay enough. Needs to be more gay. Actually too gay. How gay can we be without someone being an F slur?
What is the correct amount of gayness needed at all times?
And I was just reading one of the papers today. I think they were talking about some of the guys from Boys Planet because they were talking about Woonki. And I was like, leave his name out of this! Just crazy.
Okay, well, that's all we have for news. We'll be back with a lot of comebacks to listen to. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. Okay, bye. Okie dokie. Welcome back. It is a lot of music in the last 2 weeks. And then the next time we record this, it's also going to be a lot of music in the next 2 weeks, probably. I don't think we'll manage to record something next week. We'll see how that goes. But the ones that we won't be covering today and you guys should definitely check out is comebacks from Stacy, Omega X, Baby Monster. I don't know if we can recommend them yet. Then B2B, Isamu, Damu. Kepler, Itzy, ? I thought we did Golden.
They put out another music video for Imaginary Friend.
Oh, okay. And then also Epic High, which might be their last song in a long while. So yeah, check it out. But for now, we are going to get started with the boys' 9th mini album comeback title track, which isn't Bite Back. And I was so pissed off about it because I'm just like gearing up to like blast this constantly and let it, I don't know, even like win some awards or something. But no, this is their title Trigger. And yes, potentially their last album with IST. We don't really know officially when that contract ends, but yeah.
But they burned everything to ashes. And so that became our trigger.
Korea doesn't really use like Chinese characters, right?
No, they do.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know definitely in Japan they have some Chinese characters borrowing, but I feel like I've never seen it in Korea.
I feel like it's less common. Like, they used to have Chinese as their language, like, back in the day. So, like, a lot of names have, like, a Chinese.
Wow, shout out to Whiplash by Espa.
gay?
Oh.
This is giving me, like, older EXO vibes a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I feel that.
Waterboarding in this music video? Okay.
That's crazy.
He looks so crazy.
I was just gonna say that, like, for the people listening, when we record these, we're like all in a call together, and so the quality of the music video is always not always the greatest. So I was like, I can't really tell who's who of the members while they're doing stuff. And then as soon as Chanhee pops up, I'm like, oh, okay.
The blonde one is Changmin. This one.
Cute.
And then Kevin has the black tip blonde.
Yes, he's like silvery, right?
There he is.
At him, yeah.
In his container.
Damn.
His outfit in this is so good. Giving Sephiroth, come on.
I really do like the aesthetics of this one, but yeah, I also just love some dystopian cyberpunk. Yeah. That's like a Jung-ho, I know, over there.
So many.
11.
That feels like a lot when you don't know them.
Yeah. Anyways, that's not the song I've been listening to from that album. Ugh, we don't have enough time to play Bite Back. Never mind. What if we just got to the first chorus? Sorry. It's just the better song on it.
Ow. Is this the one that they, like, previewed at the concert?
Yeah. Yeah. Which is also, like, in July, so...
Yeah.
It's been so long waiting for this fucking song to listen to on Spotify. I don't know. It just feels more like on trend with what's going on in the K-pop industry with this song. Practice version. Oh well.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, with the not Afrobeat, the
influence.
Yeah.
Bye.
Next up, we have Illit's second or first comeback, right? Because it goes like debut, then comeback, right?
Yeah, first comeback. Yeah,
first comeback with it's like Cherish. In parentheses, my love. It was so funny on Reddit when they were like trying to splice the difference between Illit and NewJeans. Oh my
Whoa.
God.
Whoa. Intense.
They're saying Illit was more like a middle school concept and like
Wait, this is weird.
And then NewJeans was more like high school concept. I'm just like, those can be like 1 year apart, dude.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, aren't they all kind of the same age?
I'm pretty sure they are. Oh wait, was this one of the girls, that girl? Was that her with the suit that fell out while she was on a variety show?
Oh, I don't know, honestly.
Yeah, no idea.
I did hear about that, but I don't know what group the girl was from, yeah.
Yeah. Kind of sad they're moving away from like the 8-bit kind of noise.
Cause yeah.
Like, that whole first album had like huge influence from that.
Their youngest member is born in 2008, which is crazy. One of their members sang Hype Boy by NewJeans at her audition, which means that, like, when did that even come out?
That's a really fast turnaround.
Yeah.
2022.
That's crazy.
I mean, going into, I guess it's not really conspiracy theory anymore of, like, how they wanted Illit to be in NewJeans, like, replica. Yeah.
Hype Boy came out 2023.
Oh shit. But then that just like goes back to like, yeah, they had basically no training period together.
2023. Google's lying to me. Maybe the music video came out in 2023.
It came out in 2022
Yeah.
Album concert ish.
I don't know what Google says came out in 2023. There's too many teeth in this music video.
Yeah, this whole theme is teeth.
I don't like it. The song is cute though.
Not as catchy as Magnetic.
No.
Well,
nothing ever will be.
I know. I was gonna say Ken. I don't think it has to be.
It doesn't have to be. That's true. And yeah, you can only do so much 8-bit music too. So.
Next is Jaehyun. After the release of his solo album, he also put out this song called Unconditional. And this is his last release before his enlistment. Little goodbye present.
As per the usual SM. Standard operating procedures. This is filmed all in LA. They also filmed a little bit on Catalina Island, which is crazy. I want to know who wrote the lyrics to this.
Like, even this headband.
It looks so good on him.
I love Softboy Jaehyun. When he's like not in a suit and shit.
When he just is a boy.
Yeah.
I did not like this song when it first came out, but I just hate men calling women queens, I think. Chorus. Chorus is good.
This chicken.
This chicken versus ATEEZ, this chicken.
Terrifying. It's not legal anymore.
I didn't say they were fighting.
Oh, he said versus.
It could just be another kind of competition. Maybe a race. This is definitely the funniest scene in the whole music video.
I haven't seen this at all yet, yeah. Look at these industrious young men. Oh!
They're like, whose uncles are these?
He just looks so good!
Yeah, like all the promotions for his solo con too, like I've never seen him look so good. They're taking him at his peak.
No, literally.
It's not fair.
Stop saying they're taking him though. He's going. He's leaving.
Yeah,
us.
He did this to himself.
Nobody's taking him. He decided.
He chose to leave at his peak.
It's still mandatory service.
It is, but he could have put it off for another year. He should have married this girl from California faster.
Where does it fit in the timeline of his heartbreak?
My idea.
How'd you like it?
It's cute. I don't like it as much as the rest of the album.
Nice that he dropped another song before he left.
Yeah, he looked real good in it. The lyrics really didn't bother me that too much listening to it. Unless you listen really hard, you can't really distinguish the words that much, so. That's fine. I don't mind Chiz's little cringy lyrics. It's okay.
Just give me a Korean version. We'll be fine. Oh my gosh, Gerald. Okay.
Purple Kiss had a comeback. It's called On My Bike. The whole mini is really good. I really enjoyed it.
On My Bike.
I haven't actually seen this music video. Some of these lyrics are kind of goofy though.
List number Swan. I know previously, and probably she still does, but she's a songwriter for the group. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, it looks like she did not participate in this album. How would you describe Purple Kiss's, like, aesthetic, maybe?
I don't know. It's like, I feel like, yeah, they're definitely not, like, cutesy or anything. Like, they all kind of have this, like, I don't know what words I'd use to describe this genre of music.
It's fine.
That was interesting because I always thought they were a little bit more, like, singy. So I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
I feel like I'd say that's pretty on par with their recent releases.
I do feel like there is kind of a hole right now in, like, do we have, like, a proper, like, girl crush group at the moment?
I personally am really bad at defining what a girl crush group is.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I feel like girl crush has kind of morphed into, like, a little bit of, like, cool girl concept, so it's not really, like, girl crush anymore. Because to be honest, I would kind of categorize aespa as girl crush, but, like, definitely not by traditional.
Yes, it's only because it's, like, it feels like the default would just be, like, you're not girly, so then you're girl crush.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're, like, it's edgy girl now.
Yeah, because I feel like Purple Kiss and aespa definitely have some kind of, like, genre-esque overlap.
Because this kind of gave me a little bit of, like, earlier, not like early Everglow, but like earlier than current now, like, yeah, a little bit harder, a little bit edgier.
No, I definitely can hear that.
Next is Jin's first comeback since Enlistment.
Yeah.
And it's right to call it comeback because he released Astronaut before he left.
Yes.
And Super Tunas, if you count those. Do you count them?
They charted. You got me there.
Yeah, this one's called I'll Be There.
I haven't heard this yet.
Neither have I, nor have I listened to the whole album yet.
Is it out? This might be a re-release.
Did Chris Martin also write this song for him and his son?
I have no idea.
Cover?
Oh, is it a cover? I don't think so. Why does it have some trot elements in this?
Yeah.
I mean, if there was anyone in BTS who did dabble and trot,
it would be him. Absolutely.
What's really funny to me is just, like, when I was listening to BTS and stuff, I was just like, ah, yes, the oohs and the ah notes, those all belong to Jin, and here we are.
Yeah.
Why does that guy look like Clint Eastwood?
Cast listing. Looking for Clint Eastwood look guy.
Yeah, this is just a pre-release. The full album's out on the 15th.
Okay, thank you. Are you gonna try for your Jin fan call?
No.
I just saw it as it opened on like Wonder Nara. I was just like, oh shit, he's doing that.
Was cute.
Yeah.
His album is called Happy, so I feel like that really just that's the vibe that he's going for.
No.
We'll never find out. It honestly also the could have been like a old praise and worship song, so
it has that vibe for sure.
That's what it was reminding me of.
AX.
Oh man, kind of crazy. Also happening so fast. Everybody was like, "Oh, GD's gonna come back. Oh, G Dragon's gonna come back. He might. He might not. We don't know. Oh, he's copywriting stuff. Is something happening?" And then they're like, "Oh, he's gonna come back on the 25th." And then people were like, "He's not coming back." And then someone was like, "Actually, he's doing some stuff." And he did. He put his song out. Yeah. Well, power, which is crazy.
Just love him proving his haters wrong, I guess.
that's has been his like major activity for the last couple of years, to be honest. Yeah, people just keep trying to slander him and say crazy shit, and he's like, actually, no.
Yeah, especially like with the year that he had. Wasn't he recently arrested for possession of marijuana and stuff like that? Or no, he went on to under investigation or something.
Yeah,
recently, like last year.
Either last year or the beginning of this year. Yeah, they accused him of using drugs, and he immediately popped his little butt over to the police station and was like, "Here I am, draw some blood, test some hair, let's go, because you're lying."
Good on him.
Yeah.
Yeah. It still like caused like a lot of uproar with Koreans, of course. Yeah. But he's just like, "You guys still love me. I don't know what to tell you."
Yeah. It's awful that like just the rumor alone without any kind of proof or evidence or anything is enough to like start some bad shit happening. But
he's back, baby. Is this all under YG still?
No.
Ooh.
Well, I don't think so. I don't think he's with YG anymore. I know, I was going to say, I will look it up.
Because I thought this would just be another YG's, like, print money.
No. So, hold on, I've got a Billboard article.
Yeah, I'm going to start playing the song.
So, it's part of a new partnership with this Korean agency called Galaxy Corporation and Empire, which is an independent record label.
Nice. God, it's so crazy seeing him perform again, and you're just like, I feel like you can still see his influence in K-pop.
Yeah. As soon as it opened to this scene with the car, I was like, ah, this is so him. Like, it's giving crayon, it's giving...
As someone who hasn't listened to a bunch of G-Dragon, it's just really cute. Like, it just feels really cute, like affectionate, like I love it, it's great.
Was it what you were expecting from him?
I have definitely no, like, no expectations, but like, I, not derogatory, like.
Yeah.
Like, what G-Dragon songs have you listened to?
Like, what's his song with, Playang?
Oh, like Ringalinga?
Yeah. I'm gonna be honest, most of his songs that I've heard have been, like, covers from Young Idols. I don't really, like, go back and listen to artist discography who aren't, like, active.
Mm-hmm. I think as a person who does enjoy, like, you as a person who enjoys Korean rap, you should try listening
I should.
To his discography.
Yeah, because I really like this. I was like, oh, this shouldn't surprise me that I like this. He's the Korean rap.
After this, maybe not while we're recording, but we should watch Crayon and we should watch Sutter.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That's what this video reminds me of, those two songs. And I really like that he like didn't try to lip sync at all during this.
Yeah,
he was like, whatever.
See, that's so cute. Like, he's just a little guy, apparently.
He's always been like a little creature.
The 88 also had me like 88 Rising. Hello.
I thought that too, but apparently it's a reference to something else.
Ah, damn.
Yeah. It's like, oh.
Does he also have dark and light themes? Like, the G is the bright stuff and the dragon is the dark stuff. Sorry. Ever since, like, Red Velvet introduced that to me, it's like, I will apply it to everything. And I think it's the funniest thing ever.
It is very
funny. Wow. It's because his name is Jiyoung.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah.
And Young means dragon. Yeah, so G, dragon.
That's cute.
Won Ji Young. I'm so curious what he's gonna do, because maybe this should have been a news, but oh well. I don't know if Big Bang is technically still together, barely.
Yeah.
But I don't believe any of them are signed to YG anymore. And then TOP is in the new season of Squid Games, which is weird. Yeah. He used to do some acting on and off, so I was just like, oh, okay. Nice. So I'm just
moving
curious,
on with his life.
Yeah, and I'm just curious, like, G-Dragon has been around, kind of like lurking in the distance, doing his art thing, his fashion thing. So it will just be interesting to see, like, if he's kind of choosing to step back into the, like, more visible public light again. Because he's been very just quiet for a while.
Yeah. They've been through a lot.
Yeah,
so.
A lot has happened.
I'm so glad he's so old school K-pop. He's putting all the lyrics in the description. Okay. Last one, as you can see. No, they actually can't see it in the video preview. Said SM Town in the link.
Yeah, boy!
Abe hasn't heard the song?
Nope.
No. Oh, man. Okay.
I'm a fake person.
Last, we have Aespa's Whiplash. And they didn't do a album release this time. So no topping the charts for 6 weeks straight. Great.
Hmm.
God, it was so much. It was so much seeing it. I was just like, good for them, though, because both those songs are really good. I do like them.
Good.
It's their year.
This song, on first listen, I was like, I don't know. It definitely was like
so chill.
Warm. Yeah.
We drop with a big flash. 집중해 좀 더 think fast. 이혼 언니의 못해.
I have listened to the song a lot and watched so many performances of it because I was trying to win an argument. It's definitely grown on me. Who did they sample for the yes? I gotta know. Jack, have you enjoyed any other idols doing the whiplash challenge?
I have not really paid attention.
Okay. I've seen a couple, but I don't know. I don't know if it's choreo or if they're just like not cunty enough to like do it. But
I feel like they're not giving.
So yeah.
I saw one with a male idol. I don't remember who, but I do just remember being like, okay. Meaning's like choreography has been crazy for the song. Such an insane, like, I don't know, presence.
No, it's the fifth member of aespa.
I'm gonna get on the treadmill and some heels.
I mean, you have to train up for the concert in February.
100,000%.
Both of those things, Jack, would be a surprise. You in heels and on a treadmill.
Wow. I don't have to get on a treadmill because I get like 15,000 steps in a day.
I know. That's why it would be a surprise.
New York City, baby. Platforms are heels.
When your boots are big enough, they count as heels.
Exactly.
I'm not sure if true, but...
Something that was really interesting listening to that song on these headphones is like hearing this like really low, like in the backtrack, there's just like some more lyrics back there or something like that. I don't know what to describe it. I don't know how I feel about it either. It felt like subliminal messaging back there, and I was kind of scared when I first started hearing it. I'm like, what is that? Is that like someone playing a video in the back? Started panicking.
I did hear like a low thrum, but I definitely couldn't hear like lyrics.
I definitely heard him talk. It's like all the words that were flashing on the screen. Eventually, I figured out that's what he was saying. I was just like, oh, it's kind of scary now. yeah, great song. They look beautiful.
Yeah, at first I was like, I don't know if I like this music video. It's so like plain. And then I was like, actually, never mind. I take it back. It's a great music video.
You need to watch like the guy describing how it was filmed, because apparently it's like a huge, pretty big feat of how they recorded that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like technically challenging or something.
I also kind of assumed like the, I forget what they were calling it, the like whiplash player or whatever, the little machine. I was like, oh, I'm kind of just assuming that they're building it during this music video.
Giselle looks so good.
So good.
I'm sorry, this bob is not cunty.
No, this bob is not it.
It's
I wish they
very
had left
tomato.
Her bob. Yeah.
Aim, will it make it to your 2024 playlist?
To my comeback playlist?
Yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
I'll put it in. I think I have the other comebacks in there, because I do put a lot of stuff in there. I try and put everything that's something, so I'm like, this doesn't need to be in here.
Yeah. God, look at her hair!
Like, nobody's doing it like her! No, okay, because let's talk about Ning Ning, okay? People are too xenophobic that they cannot even give her fucking flowers. Like, I don't feel like I see anyone talking about Ning Ning being an it girl when she's out here being a Versace ambassador. She's constantly serving looks, pose, face, vocals. And everybody's out here talking about all these other girls who are beautiful, who are talented, etc. But I don't feel like anybody's talking about Ning Ning enough. I'm tired of them.
And it's just so crazy because she has so many,
sorry, go ahead.
Like, she has so many, like, key moments in this song, too.
Oh. This pink hair was it. Good choice.
It's such a good shade on her, too. Congrats, Espa, Artist of the Year.
Another banger. God, I can't I do wish they hadn't put this headband on her.
I like it. And that's it. We did it.
Aim did not like that song.
Silence.
Why would you say that? No, that... It wasn't what I was expecting from them. It was different.
It's a growing.
What do you expect when you hear Espa?
I feel like I listened to a fair bit of what was the Jack? What was the one that you were fucking obsessed with?
Drama.
Yeah, Drama is 100% what I think of now. Yeah, I didn't care as much for. Was Supernova the name of the album or the
single?
Single, yeah. Oh, Armageddon
the
was
prairie.
Also.
Yeah. Armageddon
was like,
the album.
I remember both of these. Yeah, those two I didn't care for as much, but I didn't mind. This one was a little, yeah, chiller, but I see why Jack really likes it. That feels like your vibe. It feels like a very Jack song, and yes,
no,
can
no,
I just
play... have a vibe. At least you have a category, you know.
Yeah,
I was gonna say you better just call her gay. I was like, I can read between the lines.
Yeah, so I'll just say it outright.
What
it was
you,
a really
a
gay
hype,
song.
Are
I
can't. You a hype board member? What the fuck is wrong?
Type up the report.
Jesus. I just think gay people have good taste. We're just trying to have fun out here while the earth is burning.
Well, SM is still struggling. I got an email today that was like, new NCT 127 walk merchandise drop. And I'm like, why are we dropping merchandise for walk again?
Don't worry. Just in time for the concert, they'll open up another walk fan sign.
KMS station.
Exactly. That's what you need to start saying.
Jesus.
Want to talk about any of the comebacks? What was the favorite out of the stack?
I've already forgotten what we listened to.
I'm gonna kill you.
List.
I really like G-Dragon's new song. I should do a proper, it's so embarrassing to say that. I should do a proper deep dive of his music.
I was gonna say it is very embarrassing, but also you just should, because nobody does anymore. I don't know if anybody that gets into K-pop during 2020 or later and then goes back to listen to G-Dragon. Very few.
Yeah, like
probably.
I do deep dives in artists that I actively listen to, but because I don't know.
It's just like
He hasn't put out anything.
This is why he should be active again, and then AIM will get back into it, and then we'll go into the past and history and stuff.
We'll do a deep dive into the most successful Korean rapper of all time.
Kudeta first, and then skip around to some stuff.
Alright.
And then, I don't know, maybe also, was he problematic, or is he just...
G-Dragon?
Yeah. Maybe just read so you're aware what he's done in the past, I think. If there's anything. It's just like anyone from like Gen 2, you know. They always say something that's more time capsule of that period.
Yeah. I mean, good thing that I don't think doing marijuana is an issue or a moral failing.
Yeah, he like dated a bunch of girls.
Oh my god, that's really fucked up of him.
I know, right?
Girlfriends in this economy?
I feel like potentially the worst thing was like everyone was very into, like, it's not like a black scent, but everybody was like, I'm gonna wear braids, I'm gonna do all this dumb shit to my hair, I'm gonna
as long as he doesn't do it again.
Yeah, it's like the emulation of black style when you're not a black person.
I feel like people were definitely more guilty of that.
It was so much all the time. There was so much of it.
Is he as bad as Jay Park, where he's just like, oh, what is it? I don't remember what he tweeted, but it was pretty yikes.
I don't think so. Not that I like remember. And I don't ever remember hearing GD like speak in English. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was saying, like, I don't think he ever did any of, like, black scent type-y stuff, but it was definitely just, like, his method of dress and, like, hairstyles and stuff sometimes.
Okay. And it seems, like, definitely evolved from that, so.
I'm trying to... There may have been... But I don't see it on here. I was like, I feel like it may have been a blackface situation in the past.
God.
But I'm like looking, and I'm looking on his Wikipedia right now, and I can't find anything about it, so it may not have been him. It was unfortunately also another thing that used to happen a lot back then.
Yeah.
I mean,
people know better these days, and that's all we can ask for.
Reddit found the list for me.
Problematic G-Dragon things?
Yep.
Yeah.
I was like, I know there's been a bunch back there somewhere.
I mean, it's not going to stop me, but I just need to be aware. So when people are just like...
And, you know, if stuff is... like, because he's been around for so long as well. But, like, if something happened in, like, 2000 and whatever, it's like, all right, I can give that a little bit more leniency than if it was 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. Hot takes. First one is from our recent experience of 17... And honestly, like every concert we've been going to this year, maybe even in the last 2 years, it feels like concerts are a whole day event, even though it's slated at like 7:30, 8 p.m. to start. It's just like, why do we have to get at the venue at 1 p.m.?
Yeah,
I have really enjoyed going to smaller groups concerts where we can legitimately just like rock up. Yeah, at the time the doors open and just go straight in there and there's no worry.
Well,
I mean, like, I know there's a level of like, we can't trust some of these. And this is assuming that you have seats. That's for all this conversation. I'm talking as if I have a seat and it's not.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say the last couple of concerts where we've had to go so early, it's also because we've had VIP.
Mm.
And all the VIP shit starts super early in the day.
Well, yeah, that sounds like a you problem then. Yeah. Just don't get a VIP ticket. Like,
why? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I why mean, do sometimes... I have to show? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, I do think there is a level of these concert venues are sometimes so disorganized. Like Prudential is a great example where we've had to get there earlier to line up when we've not had VIP, because if you're not like in a good spot in that line, they're so slow letting everybody in that
it will start without you.
But yeah, why do VIP even things take all day? That's it is a bit silly.
They open merch like at noon when the show starts at 7:30 p.m.
Because the merch, well, also, and the merch lines are just out of control.
They're out of control. I was just watching my friend's Instagram story in San Antonio for 17, and they stood in line for 4.5 hours to get merch.
That's absolutely fucking. Why? I mean, remember when we were in line for ATs at Citi Field and we weren't even in a merch line and the merch, because they were so ridiculous. So we were like, let's just hope this is a normal line to get in. Mm. And then the people in the merch line never even ended up, they closed the merch and they were just like, get your asses in the venue instead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just makes no sense because all these places are sporting arenas where thousands of people go frequently and don't have issues getting in. But then when it comes to the concerts, all of a sudden it's like a problem.
Yeah, I'll just never understand why they'll have such few merch stations, or like there'll only be one outside the venue before the show starts. It's like, have six.
Yeah.
What are they doing? This is so ridiculous now. Exactly. Just like really just laying it all out.
Yeah, like it's so dumb. Because I mean, what's... And for 17, when we went on Sunday, we got there late because we were like, oh, yeah, let's leave at like 1 and then we'll get there at like, I don't know, 2 or 2:30-ish for this show at 7:30.
Oh, my God.
And then soundcheck was what, at 5 something?
Mm-hmm.
But then they're like, if you're not here and checked in by 4:30, and then we'll let you in. And then you need to line up for like another hour and then... you'll go in there and they'll do sound check for 15 minutes and then you'll wait another hour and then the show will start.
I love waiting.
I mean, I didn't mind waiting at UBS because they let us in.
Yes.
And then they didn't make us, they didn't like chain us to the floor during sound check. They were like, okay, sound check. Well, because sometimes they don't let you out after sound check, or if it's GA, you can't leave after sound check. So you're just,
oh my God. Yeah. At ATs where you just have to like fight for your spot for like, it's like the most stressful hour and a half. You're just like kind of sitting there. It's like, please stop encroaching on me.
People are like, I'm gonna climb up for you. Yeah.
You pray. Like, you leave a lot of stuff in one spot and you're like, okay, I'm coming back. Right. Make eye contact with everyone around you. It's like, yes, I give consent to give you your spot back.
Your friends, that will guard your spot.
Why
for you.
Some of these bitches have started wearing fucking diapers?
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. But day one for 17, after soundcheck, they wouldn't let us out of the floor because the venue was not open until 6.
Oh.
Yeah. Once again, pay them the hour.
Yeah. Do you think that was like a weekday thing though? Because that was Friday?
I think they just learned.
Because on Sunday, it was totally open. So after we got out of sound check, they let us out. And even before then, we could have gone and got food and got drinks. And then we could merch shop beforehand and there was no lines.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy.
Like, this is nice.
the real perk of being that much and being there early. Oh, I hate saying it. It was valuable to do something like that, especially if like you did want merch. It's like instead of waiting for
standing in line for 4 hours for that merch
in Texas.
I'm so sad. The merch is not that cute.
The merch is. I'm so sorry if you guys. I tuned out if you said you did buy stuff, but I think it's really average and not worth waiting that long.
No, we can even say it's bad. That's another thing we can rant about right now. Is it's like this merch sucks.
It's so disappointing. It's really like. They need to put in some fucking effort. Like, I need people to stop spending money on this merch when it's that bad.
Yeah, it was super boring. Even just, like, I thought about just getting a tour tee, but still it was just so basic. I was like, I think I'm fine. Like,
Yeah, I like...
Put the fucking album art on there and call it a day. Like, that would be more exciting than what they've done.
I don't know what they're doing.
I had some hope after the Soul one. The Soul one, like, was legible versions of the say the name, like, that graphic that they kept putting black on black, and I'm just like, okay, I can't see this.
Yeah. Yeah, because that graphic was really cool, but then, yeah, it was, like, dark gray or black on black.
Yep. The Soul one was a little bit better, but then, of course, we live in America, so they're just like, not for you, losers.
Take this, peasants. Yeah, and then even
like $100.
Yeah, even the other miscellaneous merch, like the wrist straps and like the little pickets, and they had like little lucky draw pickets and stuff. They're just like choosing the most boring photos, the most boring like options for everything. Everything was just like gray and beige and white, and I was like, okay, thanks, I guess, for nothing.
It was so funny. Since 17 has like a huge Chinese base fans, there's just like a lot of them who come to the US and just follow them for the 2 weeks because like you're paying for that visa and stuff. So you might as well. And you get to go to all the major cities in the US. Like it's not really a bad deal to do for 2 weeks if you have the money for it and stuff. There were just like two girls behind me, like railing into the mini pickets because they're just like, what do you mean that's $15? Like, I can buy so many drinks with that. Like, why would I spend $15 on a little piece of like cheap plastic?
Just the lucky draw ones.
Yeah. And I
that
was like,
then just like the tiny version of the big one.
Yes, I was tempted to it because you know I like keychains and stuff, but after hearing them I'm just like, that really shook me out of it.
So
I'm
great,
just like,
you're
right, I'm gonna get a drink that's like gonna be the same price as this. I might as well just get a second drink.
It's
just been so funny being able to hear like the international fans talk about this concert while I'm just standing around.
I did get a really good Minghao banner from a fan. That was it.
Yes,
merch highlight.
Oh, let's see.
Only for him to completely dub us the entire show. It's totally fine. It's fine.
Fucking get your shit together. I don't know. 17 for the like last 3-4 years, all their merch has been so ass. That's what it is.
But I just feel like 17 is so colorful and
like,
fun and stuff. And then this was just so soulless.
Yeah, it's just like seeing all the other fans dress up in the colors and all that stuff. It's so coquette girly, and it's just like, why are we leaning away from that? What are we doing?
The colors are literally pink and blue. Like, be serious. Make things pretty.
And then they were like, here's your graphite colored light stick that nobody asked for.
Yeah.
But now you can get it in Target.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. First light stick sold in a big box store. Next thing. This came when TXT is dropping all their concept photos. They look pretty good again. We loved everything leading up to, what was that one? Was it the last album? Yeah, the one with Tomorrow,
the
box.
Oh, like the video? Yeah, the concept videos and stuff? Yeah.
We were so ready to go back to, it's not called Neverland.
Like the Magic Boy concept.
Yeah, yeah, the storybook and stuff. And then we were severely disappointed when it wasn't that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was just having that thought again once these concept photos are coming out again. Is it disappointing to have really good concept photos and then a mid-title track, or mid-concept photos and a pretty good title track?
I would rather like the music more, because at the end of the day, that's what I'm here for.
I was going to say, like, I feel like that should be very...
Yeah,
there is obvious. A right answer. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's like I've seen some people whinge and complain, like, oh, this group gets shit concept photos. But like at the end of the day, the only people who, like, yes, it's for the fans, and like, yes, some people like could do a better job or whatever, but like that has no impact on the actual song. I don't really care if someone's just had like kind of a basic photo shoot for a concept photo. Like, if the titles track is still fantastic, I am so satisfied. I'm not going to look back and be like, oh, damn, their concept photos for that album sucked, but the song was a banger. Like, I've forgotten.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Like, sure, sometimes I'll remember a good concept photo and be like, oh, yeah, that one was sick. But, like, at the end of the day, the song sucks. The song sucks.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, with Golden Hour's promo and like concept stuff coming out for ATs for the first Golden Hour, I was very like, what is this? Like, what's happening? I was like, what is that? What? Okay. It's very like beautiful gowns, but like, where's, I don't know, like the interesting substance we were used to. But then like, I enjoy the whole album, and I'd rather enjoy the album than be like, oh my God, he looked so good in exactly one photo.
If anything, I would rather them, like, remember that concept photos are meant to represent the album, and not just, like, pick some concept that doesn't make any sense. Like, I don't know, there should be just better cohesion between, like, looking at these photos and listening to this song and being like, yes, I see how these things go together.
Yeah.
Instead of me looking at some, TXT concepts and being like, oh my God, this is it. We're getting my Magic Boys back. And then, like, listening to this song and I'm like, where are my fucking Magic Boys?
Yeah, I actually dislike that more, of, like, getting really good concept photos and it kind of setting expectation for like, what the music could sound like. And then it actually not being an indicator of the album at all.
Yeah.
Just like completely unrelated items. And I'm like, what's happening?
Yeah. Yeah. If the concept has me hyped feeling some kind of way, and then the album sounds nothing like what I personally interpret those concept photos to be, I'm let down.
Yeah. That said, ATs, give me your concept photos right fucking now.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy we haven't seen a boy yet. Show me a boy.
I feel like they do this though. Like, they always take a little bit longer than we want them to.
I don't know if people are still dealing with the Magic House or whatever, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Are you making me buy an album before I get to see a boy?
They always do this, and we bitch about it every time. We're right to bitch about it. But they do this every time, and I don't think they should, but.
I would like to see a boy.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, agreed. It's always about the music. The music needs to be good. The music needs to be good. You could post no photos.
Okay, whoa. Let's slow down there.
I mean, I would like to see photos, but I want the music to be good. The last one is I Hate Hype.
Wow, I so hot.
Yeah. They're... I'm getting to a point where I'm like really actively annoyed. And they're just like single-handedly determined to somehow ruin everything.
It is really crazy seeing everything that's come out in the context of thinking about how this company, and like, not to put my like Omnivision goggles on for a moment, but like, this company was nothing before BTS, and now they're acting like just absolute dickheads to both bigger companies and smaller companies. It's like, you became a big company and now you want to shit on small companies? Like, what? You're doing the same thing that other people did to you. What are you doing?
It's just too much. It's just like too much. And I'm not saying that there's like the other companies are better and the other companies are more ethical and the other companies are more whatever. They're all scummy. They're all capitalist pigs and they're all scummy. But like, stay in your lane. There have to be multiple companies. Let's stop trying to buy each other up.
Yeah.
Stop trying to do XYZ. It doesn't need to be a monopoly of the industry. Go over there. Do your own thing. Talk shit if you want to. But like, get away from each other. They couldn't even let us have VLive. Like,
yeah, right.
Yeah. It's just like, yes, definitely the Hive's biggest like gripe is like they want to own all of K-pop, and it's just like, yeah, that's not how it works.
No. Anyway, yeah, that's the most annoying thing is like they want to be in control of absolutely everything, and now it's like Hive labels and it's all of their different groups underneath them. Like, I wrote a note earlier, I was compiling the links for all the music videos that had come out the last 2 weeks, and every single time I opened a new music video, and it was like, Hive labels, Hive labels, Hive labels. I was like, oh my god, get out, go away. Why are there so many fucking people under Hive labels? Get out of here. It's too much.
Well, that's kind of funny, because, like, there have been weeks where we only listen to SM songs and comebacks.
But they're all people under SM. Like, SM just has a bunch of groups, but they're all under SM. They're not buying up other sub-labels. Okay. I hope everyone's dirty laundry gets aired, though. I'd love to see it all.
Yeah, that would be.
I'd love to read all of it.
I want to see, like, if it's absolutely true that SM self-sabotages their artists, and they definitely would have to have that somewhere on paper when they're just, like,
yeah,
deciding, like, what venue to give, like, Taeyeon and stuff. They keep giving her too small of a venue.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I wonder if that's actually a conversation or they're just dumb.
Both.
Yeah, potentially. I'm just going to go back to being a Hive auntie. Also, is it on purpose that...
when did you stop being a Hive auntie? I guess TXT.
I was trying to be more open-minded for a while. But
I'm really proud of you.
Sucks sometimes because I just have opinions that if I say they're just like too bad.
I mean, it doesn't help that Hive on, like, they're not doing anything to make it easier for you. They're like they're giving you a silver platter and they're like, Jack, be an auntie.
And I'm like, I'm trying to be on this new thing. It's growing up and being like, this has nothing to do with the idols. It has nothing to do with them. They're all just young adults trying their best. And then Hive will come out and do something. And my immediate just like gut reaction is like, well, I'm sorry that your people aren't talented. And then I'm like, that's not true, Jack. That's not true. These kids are really talented. They're out there doing their best. But then Hive will be out here like, oh, rah, 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 rah. And I'm like, maybe you should be training people better. Like, I don't know. Maybe you guys shouldn't be electrocuting TXT in your little dungeon training room. I don't know what to tell you, big head. Like, I can't help you. You have to help yourself.
And on that note.
On the note of nothing will change.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Speaking of nothing will change, we'll be here next week, same time.
Yeah, right.
Really cut you off?
No, I was just going to ask, like, what do you think would be, like, actual change that could come out of this? Like, I mean, we didn't talk about like Sungkwan's post from this week, but none of the stuff that's coming out is like illegal. It's just like bad taste.
Yeah, I think I do feel like it kind of comes down to like realistically some of these more senior idols like Seventeen having to take a stand and put themselves more on the line to their company and be like, yeah, shut the fuck up. If this little kid wants to do a dance practice with me or dance challenge, then we're going to do it. Shut up. Like,
yeah.
Because the younger kids can't push back on the companies and the companies aren't going to push back against the companies. Like,
it's just a whole system of disempowerment. Mm-hmm. You know?
So I feel like we're really not going to see any kind of result until it comes to the end of contracts when people can either choose to leave or renegotiate and then we see what that looks like. But until that point, you're not going to really see any change.
Yeah. It makes it feel so much more sad of, like, why some of these groups have to, like, work to become more successful. It's just so they get more power in their dynamic to be able to be on even footing with their company. And I don't know. That made me really sad to think about.
Yeah. It's like they have to be successful to advocate for themselves. Otherwise, they just get left behind.
Mm-hmm.
Would be interesting if something big happened, but I just doubt that it will.
Hmm.
I think just only what we can do is, yeah, what Jack's been trying to do of, like, don't be mean to the idol person themselves and just keep throwing knives at the company.
Jack personally is no longer bullying idols. I'm so proud of you.
I'm trying my best.
Cool. We may not record next week. We'll see.
Oh, my short-term memory. I was like, why not?
Because we'll be traveling to LA.
Until then, hopefully the K-pop world doesn't continue exploding in different and new ways. This is a really new way, I feel like, you know?
Yeah.
We'll just see. Have to see what the next 2 weeks have in store.
Rip.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Good luck, Jaehyun. I'll miss you.
Oh my god. Bye.